Zephaniah chapter 1, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. I will completely remove all things from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will remove man and beast. I will remove the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, and the ruins along with the wicked. And I will cut off man from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. So I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the names of the idolatrous priests along with the priests, and those who bow down on the housetops to the host of heaven, and those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom, and those who have turned back from following the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord or inquired of Him. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated His guests. Then it will come about on the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes, the king's sons, and all who clothe themselves with the foreign garments. And I will punish on that day all who leap on the temple threshold, who fill the house of their Lord with violence and deceit. On that day, declares the Lord, there will be the sound of a cry from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the Mortar, for all the people of Canaan will be silenced. All who weigh out silver will be cut off. It will come about at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are stagnant in spirit, who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good or evil. Moreover, their wealth will become plunder, and their houses desolate. Yes, they will build houses, but not inhabit them, and plant vineyards, but not drink their wine. Near is the great day of the Lord, near and coming very quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord. In it, the warrior cries out bitterly. A day of wrath is that day, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and the high corner towers. I will bring distress on men, so that they will walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to deliver them on the day of the Lord's wrath, and all the earth will be devoured in that fire of His jealousy. For He will make a complete end, indeed a terrifying one, of all the inhabitants of the earth. And those are God's words. So here is the book of Zephaniah, and it comes at the, it was written at the very beginning, or right before the Babylonian exile, during the days of King, as it says in verse 1, Josiah. And Yahweh declares, as we might expect from a prophet, judgment and destruction that would come to Judah and Jerusalem. And it was going to come, and it has come, in that Babylonian exile that we're studying in the evenings in Daniel's prophecy. And why did it come? We should already know, since we've gone through many of the prophets already, most of the prophets, it came because of their gross sin, because they were worshiping idols. Verse 7 then begins to call them to, in a way, prevent this judgment from coming, that they would repent of their sins, or at least prepare them for the judgment that would come. And that goes through verse 9. Then the rest is a question that answers the question, how should Judah and Jerusalem, the people of Judah and Jerusalem, if judgment is coming soon, how should they live if judgment is coming very soon? And he says to be silent. And yet further, through the end of the chapter, they should mourn, they should wail. And of course, what happened, we know, was not repentance. But for most of the people, it was a hardening of their hearts, and so the judgment came to them. And so, beloved, we've learned many things in the prophets thus far, but here again the Lord's warnings that we need to heed them. Not just in the prophets, but throughout the Scriptures. Even this morning, as we'll look in the book of Romans. And that those warnings, whether for nations, our nation, or for the church, or for us as individuals, no matter what the warnings are, who they are for, we are to continue always to turn to Jesus Christ alone, who is our only hope in such times, as we are in now, in that present evil age, as the Scriptures say. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful that You have given us the Scriptures that reveal to us who You are, and who we are, and who we are apart from You. Father, we're thankful that You are a gracious God, a merciful God to us people, that You have given us Your Word, and that You revealed to us and warned us that we would not be found like Israel and Judah as they worshipped false gods and committed gross idolatries and adulteries. And Father, we ask that You would forgive us of our sins. We know that we ourselves sin, that all sin and fall short of Your glory, as we'll learn in chapter 3 of Romans. And yet, Father, we're thankful also that You've given Your Son, Jesus Christ, who speaks to us and who warns us to repent of our sins and to turn from them unto You, to Christ. And so, Father, we ask in Christ's name that You would turn us from our sin and turn us unto You by Your Holy Spirit. Father, we know that we cannot do this without Your Spirit. Whether it's needed, it is needed for us to be regenerated or for us to be sanctified. Both are true of all people. And yet, Father, we need Your Spirit to work in us to do so. We cannot make ourselves alive. We cannot shower ourselves with grace or give us the gift of faith. But we proclaim now that You must do so. And so, Father, we ask that You would give us faith now and repentance. A heart that confesses sin before You, knowing with that full assurance that You are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins in Christ Jesus. Father, we ask that You would cause us to continually turn to Christ, whether as a Christian or whether as a covenant child or whether as one of the world. Cause us now to turn to Christ, for He is our only hope. And Father, we're thankful, as we've learned this morning in Sabbath school, we are thankful for the sicknesses that You give to us at various times when we are ill, because we know they are not for our cursing, but they are for our blessing. And Father, for we know and we confess what the Scriptures say, that You work all things together for the good of those who love You and are called according to Your purpose, even our sicknesses and our illnesses. And Father, we pray especially for those who are sick, those that we know, that of Ezekiel and Jeannie. We ask that You would heal their bodies, and yet also remind them and remind us of the blessing that You give to us, that even of needing to call upon Your name for healing, and knowing with full hope and comfort that You will heal us of our diseases and our sicknesses, whether in this life, or we know especially it will happen in the life to come, when there will be no more pain in body, no more sicknesses, but we will be with Your Son, Jesus Christ, and You, Father, and the Spirit forever and ever. Father, we do pray also for our nation as we think of what the prophet was writing about here, the nation of Judah and the kings and leaders, nobles of Jerusalem, who continued to lead the people into sin. Father, we pray and we think of our own nation today, which does very similarly. We know not all the rulers do so, and yet the majority of them do. And so, Father, we know that judgment rightly in your justice to come upon our nation because they have not acknowledged Christ as King. And so, Father, we pray that you would save many of them, and if it be your will, all of them, that we would be able to live peaceable lives here. Otherwise, we know that justice and your judgment is going to come. Maybe not soon in our minds, but maybe in the next generation or the generation after that. Father, we do pray that you would hold off your judgment for the sake of ourselves and our children, for the few righteous that remain in this world, in this nation. We do pray that you would send your Son, that he would come quickly, as you promise he will in the book of Revelation. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.